All right, this is Still Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie. And with us,
our buddy.
Kevin Keeling from the Ford Motor Company.
Or as we older heads know it, FOMOCO.
That's right, FOMOCO.
Yep. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And you guys have got some cool stuff out there. We were over there yesterday looking at all the cars and looking at all the motors and nice.
Oh, we have a lot of great stuff.
Good. What's going on?
Well, all sorts of things. Today, as you know, we're presenting Dierks Bentley tonight.
Yeah, you know, his big hit, getting drunk on a plane.
Drunk on a plane.
He's the pilot. That kind of worries me.
Yes. So we're doing that, and Cirrus is helping to support that this year.
Okay. There's an ad campaign I want to see.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll buy the booze if you buy the plane.
Well, we have a lot of great things for people. They want to come to the Ford Hangar. Next year, we're going back to Le Mans. If you remember, in 1966, we swept the 1-2-3 finish, and then we won in 67 and 68 as well. We're going back next year. And so at the Ford Hangar, we have the Ford GT concept.
Yeah, we saw that. That is wild looking.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm all about cool cars.
It's going to give all them supercars a run for their money.
Yeah, and this is the first place in the world we've been able to bring together our entire performance lineup. So we have this, we have the Raptor concept, the Focus RS is coming to the U.S., and we have the Focus ST, the Fiesta ST, and the Mustang Shelby GT350.
Ooh,
wait,
nice.
A Fiesta? A high-performance Fiesta?
We have one, yes, a red one right in the middle of the tent.
Wow.
I don't remember seeing that yesterday. I was too busy looking at the Transit Connect Hot Wheels thing.
Well, isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's like... And it's like, it looks like it's going into production because it says to be determined price. So you'll be able to actually get it in that paint scheme?
No, we built that for another show called SEMA, so the Specialty Equipment Show in Las Vegas. But so we call it our Dream Big concept. And so we brought a Tonka truck, if you saw it, an F650, 750 size. And we have a sandbox behind it so kids can play with, you know, the diggers, and we have some Tonka trucks for them to play.
I saw the little battery trucks out there, the little course.
Yeah, so we have that, and then so a life-size Tonka truck and a life-size Hot Wheels vehicle. And then we have a lot of Ken Block footage playing inside of that, so people enjoy that. And we have a police interceptor. So from a full-size standpoint, we brought a lot of those.
Yeah.
And we brought the new Lincoln Continental concept. So that's sitting in the Lincoln display. And so it's the first time to say we've been able to bring all these together.
Wow. You got quite a booth set up over there.
It sounds like Performance Central here for Ford.
Well, the one thing we were looking at was that crazy twin turbocharged V6 that you're putting in the trucks.
Yes.
The torque and the power you're getting out of that is incredible.
Yeah, it's our EcoBoost engine. So gas, turbo, direct injection with twin turbos, direct injection. And so we have it in most of our vehicles now. So from a 1 liter up to a 3.5 liter engine.
It's a Hemi. Can you say Hemi?
Hemi. You know, the one thing that I would like to see is I'd love to see the actual testing that you guys do with these new design concepts, because you got to put them on a test stand.
That's a fun job.
And literally run it to death. And I'd love to see, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on with that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, the studios and our product development center, it's a fantastic place to be.
It's known colloquially as Toyland.
I was going to say, it's a toy shop for motorheads,
And you've got the big concert coming tonight.
We do. So we're really excited. Yeah. So Dierks Bentley, we've done this concert. This will be our 10th year that we've presented the opening night concert. And so Dierks Bentley is a superstar, and People magazine named him the hottest country performer. And,
oh, my.
And so, we're really thrilled that we're going to have a talent like Dierks Bentley at our concert tonight.
I bet he's excited. Now, you said he's been here before as a civilian.
Yes.
He's not in aluminum overload. He's used to this.
Yeah,
I was going to say, this is going to be great. There's going to be a sequel to Drunk on a Plane.
Oh,
going to be Drunk at Air Venture.
We could probably get him to write that real quick.
Could be. You never know.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Always fun to have you here.
Yeah. Well, and we also have our Apollo Edition Mustang.
That's right. I forgot about
that. If you saw that.
I did see that quickly. I didn't get a chance to really go over it.
Wait
but
a minute.
I understand in order to drive it, you have to stand it on its back end.
It's not going to explode in flight, is it?
No. Good. So, this is the 8th vehicle we built, and it benefits the youth education programs, the Young Eagles program for EAA. It will be sold Thursday night at the gathering. And so we're almost to $3 million in terms of the amount of money that's been raised for the Young Eagles programs.
Wow.
And so this vehicle, it's kind of patterned after the Saturn V rocket. And so you'll see a pure white and black paint and you know what we've done with the wheels and just the calipers and the modifications that we've done. It's just fantastic.
Does it have little thrusters on it?
No, but it has an escape tower.
Yeah, no, it has a big thruster, and so we've put a turbocharger, actually a supercharger, on this one, and it generates 627 horsepower.
I saw that.
Over
wow.
500 pounds of torque. And
ooh, that's a launch.
And tires last how long?
Yeah.
A drift racer.
Yeah, we have that, and we have the Model Ts again, so they're back if people would like to ride the Model T.
I'd like to ride in a Model T.
I had the opportunity to drive a Model T about a year ago. Very interesting way. Completely baffles me. I don't think I could drive it again because it's very different from a modern automobile.
They were all very different from modern automobiles.
Yeah, well, this thing was it was interesting. And yeah. The only thing that's more fun than driving it is trying to start the fool thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say parallel parking.
No, yeah, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, the spark arresters and the throttles with the hands.
Yeah, you really got to do a lot of adjustments on this thing. And then you got to be careful with that crank because it'll break your arm if you're not careful.
And for Dierks Bentley, we also have our Ford cowboy hats are back this year.
All right.
Woo!
So if people are interested in those, they have to come over and come to the hangar, take a tour, and you can get a free cowboy hat this morning.
Great. And go early because they'll go fast.
They do go fast. But we do provide some every day, but they do go pretty quickly.
Yeah, they go quickly every day.
Yes.
And I don't know what our attendance is going to be, but so far the campground is more packed than I've ever seen.
Oh, it's mobbed.
So I don't know if that's Dierks bringing them in or whatever, but it's going to be busy.
Oh, it's going to be a great week, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely. The weather's going to be good. And, of course, you're here. You know, we'll get to have a lot of fun with you guys. And as always, I look forward to going over to seeing the Ford display just to see what's going on in the industry.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to really bring our best lineup for AirVenture. So all of our production vehicles, the new F-150 with the aluminum body is here, the Mustang.
Yes, I like the video demonstrating the benefits of an aluminum bed over the steel.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? Are you talking about the shot
golf
put? Ball,
yeah, the golf balls, the shot put, the baseballs, they're throwing them at the dead bed to show you the difference in damage. It's like, okay, who thought this up?
Wait a minute, why don't they give us some of this testing? We could really test your stuff for you. We're good at breaking things.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic story because it reduces the weight of our truck by 600 pounds.
Oh, my, that's quite a lot.
That's a big savings, too.
Yeah, and so you think of all the benefits from fuel economy to the driving dynamics, braking and towing, and so it's a huge benefit. It's a game changer in the industry.
And if you're living in Pennsylvania, corrosion resistance?
Corrosion resistance, and it's military-grade aluminum. So it's that's part of what we want to make sure everyone is familiar with is the story about how tough the truck is. And so, yeah, certainly we've been the leaders in trucks for 38 years. And so you're able to come over and check those out at the hangar as well.
Okay. I can take one home?
You can take one home.
You know,
I don't think they'd really let me take one home.
There's one disadvantage to an aluminum body.
Oh, here we go.
Those people that put those magnetic
the
stickers
magnetic
on the
signs,
side,
yep.
They're not going to work anymore. You just killed a whole industry.
Yeah.
He feels terrible about that, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about somebody that puts the strobe light up on top.
On the roof, right?
Yeah, and it slides right
it
off.
Falls off, yep.
Well, look at it this way. The suction cup industry is going to take off.
That's right. They'll be selling the cups that come with it as an option. You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah. Sign holders on the side of the truck, little rivets.
You said you have an F650/750 over there?
Yes.
I missed that yesterday.
It's the Tonka truck.
Oh, it must be as big as a house.
It is huge. Yeah, so it's on the food court side.
Okay.
And so we put it over there so people in the food courts, the kids can come over, they play in the sandbox, and we have some diggers and trucks that they can load the sand into. And
oh,
so
that's
just,
cool.
Yeah, just fun things.
I'd like to do that.
Well, you know, this big 750 monster, how many of those 3.7 EcoBoost engines are in it?
Four. Yeah, that's a. Have you ever seen a 650 or 750 on the road?
Not recently.
I have. I took a picture of one the other week at the bank.
It blotted out the sun?
Just about. Mm-hmm. I was like, why would the average person buy this? I mean, he can tow bridges with this thing.
Well, you never know when you're going to have to move a building the size of the Empire State or tow
apparently.
A ship through the
yes,
the
yeah,
lock.
Pull a ship through the Panama Canal on weekends.
And then tonight we also have the fly-in theater. So
that's
we do
right.
that each night.
Yeah,
that's right.
You got some good movies coming up, too.
We do. Yeah, so Interstellar is tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Charlie Precourt is going to come out, and he's going to be our special guest to introduce that.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Got a bunch of missions.
Yes. Yeah. And so last night we had Flying the Feathered Edge, and so that was a Bob Hoover movie, and so Bob was out there, and a big tribute to Bob.
Yeah.
And Brian Terwilliger produced the Living in the Age of Airplanes, and Harrison Ford narrated that. So we had that last night. Unbroken will be tomorrow. And so throughout the week, we do. We have the Disney Planes, Fire and Rescue.
It's getting to the point where you just can't do everything here anymore. Of course, you couldn't before either, but...
Well, we really like to help enhance the experience. And so
it does. The fly-in theater is a lot of fun. Here's there early.
Here's the big question. Is Ford still buying the popcorn?
Oh, we are, absolutely. Free popcorn every night.
Beautiful.
Yep.
I'm there. I want to see tonight's movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, just get there early because it fills up fast.
Yeah, and we also have a vehicle that hauls ice cream around to the campgrounds.
Oh, wow.
And so we have a good time doing that. I do that every year. I take an item, we go out, and we buzz the campgrounds and play music and hand out free
Blues
ice cream.
Blues Brothers style. You, over there.
Yeah.
we have a great time.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And you'll be back tomorrow, right?
I will. I appreciate it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Kevin, as always, we look forward to your return. We just have so much fun courtesy of the Ford Motor Company.
That's right. And I'm so happy they're back.
Did you get that special T-shirt, the one that says, you know, it's got the target on the back?
Nice. We give them that on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love being here. Thank you.
Oh, hey, thank you. Hey,
we enjoy having Ford Motor Company. Seriously, I'm going to go over to your exhibition hall and take a look at the stuff. It's always great to look at that.
He's going to trade in his Corvette.
I saw that Mustang, and I'm thinking about it. Let me tell you, it's got a back seat.
There you go. All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.